when she decided to sing the role of Sieglinde, I don't recall the date, but it was very close, end of May, Flachstadt decided that she wanted to repeat the role that she had first started in England, and she was a great favorite in England, mm-hmm. to sing Sieglinde. And by luck and chance, I was doing the Brünnhilde.
She requested you, didn't she?
I think she must have, I have no way of knowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But irrespective of that, it was wonderful to be with her and to sing the Hoyotoho and everything. And the last act, it's fabulous how sometimes the sounds are the same. Because I was very much enamored of her placement and
her vocal placement.
Her vocal placement. And there was a freshness and a youth in her voice all the time.
Yes.
To the very end. Maybe the language has something to do with it, her native language. But that day, and I have heard this duet in the Metropolitan, but there was no radio for this happening in England.
In England, yes.
Except that they had her bow after the first act. And after the second act, and there she stretched out her hand. I thought she wanted me to come there for some reason or another, took my hand and left the stage. And it was a very, very moving thing. In fact, I had to pull myself together for the accolade that she gave me, like saying, take over.
Yes.
I still had another act to sing.
Right.
And that was very... And then she didn't appear anymore at the end. Mm-hmm. Of it. But, as I say, as far as the 50s are concerned, many people ask me about the 50s. The acclaim in England gave me also a feeling I have to go through Europe to other places. Because I was kept at the Metropolitan quite purposely. People were engaged, and I felt that I wanted to spread my wings. It was less against the Met as more of wanting to see the world.
Freedom.
Freedom. And right. 1951, when you come to think of it, singing in Italy, in Florence, and then going to Bayreuth, that's quite something.
Yes. It all started happening.
That's right.
In 1950, 51.